Welcome. You're about to embark on a journey of sound. A sound you can relate to, yet not one often highlighted in a state that boasts of 10,000 lakes and the call of a lonely loon floating across the still waters on a warm summer evening. The sound you'll hear today is the music that penetrates your very soul, the blues. I'm Mr. Jack, and I'll be your host and tour guide as we cruise the Minnesota blues world and the artists who share the healing power of this musical genre. You're listening to Cruising the Minnesota Blues with Mr. Jack. Welcome aboard. Let's get this cruise underway. Whenever I hear there's a blues act in the area, I try to make it a point to get to wherever they're playing and support the band. In my neck of the woods in northwestern Minnesota, blues is kind of a difficult genre of music to find in the local venues. Many times the act has blues in their name, but in reality they play very little actual blues. However, one particular venue in Moorhead, Minnesota is not shy about having blues acts perform at their facility. In late May of 2018, I got wind of a blues act was going to be at the Junkyard Brewing Company in Moorhead, Minnesota. So I got on my phone, called a couple of friends, told them about this gig. We jumped in the auto and cruised 40 miles to hear this blues band. The band, however, was actually a solo blues man who was traveling across the country performing along the way at any venue who would have him. Some gigs were planned, some grabbed in the spur of the moment while traveling from the west to the east coast. Rockin' Johnny Bergen was the act tonight at Junkyard Brewing Company, and I am so glad I decided at the last minute to make this trek west to Moorhead, Minnesota, to hear this musician play his blues. Let's get into some of Rockin' Johnny Bergen's music, and then we'll look into his history and see where his love for the blues has and is actually taking him. Here's some cuts off his album, Greetings from Greaseland, California. That's Greaseland, not to be confused with Graceland, and the references to Greaseland Studios in San Jose, California. Rockin' Johnny Bergen today on Cruisin' the Minnesota Blues with Mr. Jack.
Some affection till the love gone down. chills, cold chills run over me. When I see my baby walking and I hear my baby talking, when I see my baby walk and I hear my baby talking, cold chills run over me. When she called me on the phone, Johnny, I'm all alone. When she called me on the phone, said Johnny, I'm all alone. Cold chills run over me. She looks like that all the time. to do. She's got me going, and she'll get you too. She's a hit. Yeah, she's a hit. Well, she's a hit, she's a hit, babe. Yeah, she's a hit with me. Come on, kid.
see some women sweet as a honeycomb. Just buy you a ticket to the Western Horizon. Come on, Aki.
Listening to Rockin' Johnny Bergen today on our Minnesota Blues Cruise. Johnny was traveling west from Portland, Oregon and stopped in Moorhead, Minnesota to play some blues and get a little cash for traveling expenses as he and his traveling companion Stephanie Tice, who by the way has her own blues radio show and a video show entitled Ta Ta Tuesday with Ginger Moonstone, that's her alias, and you can find that on Facebook. She hosts this show right out of her car as she's traveling, sometimes interviewing blues artists who jump in her car, which is her mobile studio, and they talk the blues. She's also the executive producer of an award-winning album entitled Howling at Greaseland, in which Johnny Bergen, along with many other blues musicians, contributed to a Howlin' Wolf tribute album. Got one more tune off of Rockin' Johnny Bergen's Greetings from Greaseland, California album, and the instrumental of a well-known tune I'm sure you're familiar with. Then we'll venture into Bergen's latest album, Neoprene Fedora. You're listening to Cruisin' the Minnesota Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I talked with Johnny Bergen at the show in Moorhead, Minnesota on May 29th of 2018. He bought a few of his albums on compact discs. He was greatly appreciative and very humble person. He said sometimes he makes very little at these type of gigs and only gets enough money for gas to make it to his next destination. Sometimes all he receives is whatever's in his tip basket and what he makes from selling of the CDs. I made the statement that most of us blues musicians do what we do for the love of the music and not for fame or fortune. He concurred with my statement, saying it was so true. You're listening to Cruisin' the Minnesota Blues with Mr. Jack. was a title cut off of rockin' Johnny Bergen's latest release, Neoprene Fedora. And what you can probably figure out from the clever namesake of the album is that it's a mix of surf and blues genres. I've seen articles that label certain artists as the busiest blues artists out on the road. I have no doubt that the artists they referred to are very busy. They have to perform on a continual basis and make records to survive. However, as I've been following Rockin' Johnny Bergen's travels since I met him a few months ago, I have to honestly say this man fits the billing of being a very, very busy blues musician out there. He plays somewhere every day. He also joins other musicians. Recently, he just joined Boston's Atlanta Cat Cats, and he toured around her area playing the venues that they could get into, as well as doing TV and radio interviews. He has a passion for playing his music, and he is one who has followed his passion and makes it his life. Let's get back into more music from Rockin' Johnny's Neoprene Fedora album with a cut entitled Guitar King, followed by Won't Get Married Again. Rockin' Johnny Bergen today on Cruisin' the Minnesota Blues with Mr. Jack.
I'm a guitar king. People want
get married. I don't want to settle down. I don't want to get married. I don't want to settle down. I don't have time to work no job. I just want to roam around. I was married one time, and it didn't end well. I was married one time, and it didn't end well. No matter what I tried to do, she raised all kinds of hell.
Found out that Rockin' Johnny Bergen was playing in Minnesota off of Facebook, but he also has a website where you can find out more information about him, where he's going to be next, merchandise, etc. And that's at rockinjohnnybergen.com. That's just spelled out rockinjohnnybergen.com. And on that site, I happen to read, it states that Johnny Bergen is one of the hardest touring and well-recognized traditional Chicago blues guitarists and singers today. Since his start in the 90s on the Chicago's West Side with blues singer Tail Dragger, he has become a leading blues attraction throughout the United States and Europe. Bergen grew up in Starkville, Mississippi and Greenville, South Carolina, and while he was still in high school, he got to see many touring bands such as Guitar Junior, Gatemouth Brown, and Eddie Clearwater. His father was an actor and folk musician and taught him the basics on guitar. He went to the University of Chicago with the intention of becoming a writer, but a different path unfolded and he fell headfirst into the Chicago blues scene. After learning from the masters by touring with such artists as Pine Top Perkins and Howlin' Wolf's drummer Sam Lay, he put his own band together. Over the years, he's developed from a blues guitar slinger and local blues hero into a fully fledged singer, harmonica player, a dynamic and engaging band leader, and a mature seasoned guitarist. Let's get back to the latest release from Johnny Rockenbergen and his album, Neoprene Fedora. This is Cruising the Minnesota Blues with your host, Mr. Jack.
Thank you. You said you were the one who could get it done. Trust in you, and I sure not did. I believe what you said, but that ain't what you did. I couldn't see it first, but things got clearer. You ain't nothing, but.
Smoking mirrors. Rocking Johnny Bergen today. Hey, thanks for joining me. This is Mr. Jack for Cruising the Minnesota Blues with Mr. Jack. And until next time, I'll catch you later.